Let's get some extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago and Jen Sabella, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen, I love hearing about an old movie theater that is reopening. Let's talk about the new 400 theaters.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, we were very excited to hear this news yesterday. The new 400, which was once the city's oldest continuously running movie house, it closed 2 years ago. It just never fully rebounded after the pandemic. But a theater owner from Michigan, who actually has restored some vintage theaters in Michigan, he bought it and he plans to reopen it soon. You could follow the 400 theaters on Facebook for more updates on when it will reopen. But this is huge news for the community. It was there for 111 years. They used to have vaudeville, silent films at the theater. And the owner plans to continue that tradition of like independent films, really want to improve the quality of the screen and the projector. So it should be a great experience for everyone once it's reopened, and exciting for Rogers Park people, since that has been a staple at 6746 North Sheridan for many years.
Yes, great news for the North Side for sure. But now we have to talk about a closing, and a lot of people love the Chicago Diner because they specialized in vegetarian food, didn't they?
They do. This is their second location in Logan Square that will be closing after 13 years in business. Their location in Lakeview will remain open, so that's the one that's been there the longest at 3411 North Halsted. But they said it was just impossible to keep up the business on Milwaukee Avenue. I know a lot of vegans and vegetarians who live in the neighborhood are bummed because Kitchen 17 also closed recently, which is another vegan spot in the neighborhood. So, yeah, going to have to travel a little further to get your tempeh Reubens and your tofu nuggets and all of that stuff. But still, if you want to support the Chicago Diner, the Logan Square location is open, and a lot of the staff will be moving over to that location. And that location in Lakeview has been around since 1983.
Did they say they're closing the one on North Milwaukee Avenue simply because there wasn't enough business now?
They weren't really clear. They just said they had to make a difficult decision to close it. This is a complete observation. It definitely was never as busy as the one in Lakeview. Mm. You walk into the one in Lakeview, it's very bustling. There are just so many restaurants on that stretch of Milwaukee, and it was a really large space. So it may have just been too big for Chicago Diner to keep up with. Also, I know people who own businesses on that stretch of Milwaukee, the rents are quite high. So I'm not ruling that out either.
Right. And this is a nice story about a Chicago artist who grew up in Humboldt Park. And these things that she produces, love letters to the city, aren't they?
They are amazing. I started seeing Jazz Rodriguez's prints on Instagram. She does these digital illustrations of places all throughout Chicago, from, you know, the classic Sears Tower to Central Camera or El Totonico, like a really great Mexican spot. She really highlights the neighborhood gems, which, of course, as a neighborhood site at Block Club Chicago, we love. So we actually reached out to her, and she created a poster inspired by some Block Club stories, including the Fox family at Millennium Park, the Swan Boats in Humboldt Park, just like different stories that show our love for the city. And it's available now at blockclubchicago.org on this Giving Tuesday. We are also a nonprofit newsroom. So if you want to pick up this awesome, vibrant Jazz Rodriguez poster, it will be a great gift. And it would support our work in the neighborhood.
And finally, Jen, we have a couple extra minutes today, and we were just talking about supporting mom and pop businesses. And I know you have a story posted at blockclubchicago.org about small business, and the snow kind of put a damper on Small Business Saturday, didn't it?
It did. As you know, the snow came down all day Saturday, and a lot of local businesses we spoke to said they saw 40 to 60% decreases in sales on Saturday. This is a day a lot of these small businesses rely on to keep the lights on. They're already operating on very thin margins. So they're really hoping people show up for the rest of the holiday season to these small businesses in the neighborhoods. Otherwise, you're going to have a bunch of vacant storefronts. So if you can, even buy one item locally this holiday season, it makes a huge difference. And we have a guide on our website of more than 100 local businesses in every neighborhood of the city of Chicago where you can peruse for gift ideas. So we make it really easy at blockclubchicago.org.
Yeah, that is a very helpful list. Jen Sabella, blockclubchicago.org for more. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.